The thud of the slamming car door startled Charles Reese from his catnap. He had been waiting for his daughter Claire to finish with her music lesson. What's wrong, Claire? Claire paused a moment, then groaned.
I don't get it. I just don't get it.
Don't get what? 16th notes, whined Claire. I don't get them, and they're stupid anyway. My teacher explained it over and over, but I just don't get it, and I never will. I wish I could help, said Claire's dad, but I don't know anything about music. You love your euphonium, though, and I know you'll master 16th notes soon, too. No, I won't. I'll never get it. It's too hard. Sure you will, Claire, but I've got some good news. Your grandma is waiting at home. Claire brightened right away because grandma was her favorite visitor. When they got home, Claire bounded from the car and gave Grandma Adelaide a big hug. Maybe your grandma could help you with 16th notes, Charles offered. Claire recounted her story, then looked at her grandma. Can you help me with 16th notes, Grandma? Maybe, honey. Let's first go visit our favorite place. You mean Carson Park? Can we ride the train? Claire asked excitedly. Yes, that's just what I had in mind, sweetheart. After purchasing their tickets and an ice cream treat, Grandma and a more relaxed Claire settled into their seats. Honey, let's sit back and listen to the train sing its song. Grandma, you're silly. Trains can't sing. Darling, of course they can. Just listen. It starts very simple. Chug, 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 chug. The train stopped at the overlook over Half Moon Lake. Then the conductor shouted, "All aboard for the baseball field and Henry Aaron's statue!" When the train started again, Grandma Adelaide said, "Now we can sing along again, but this time we are going to add a word." "Which word?" said Claire. "Wait until it starts. You'll hear it too. Listen."
Chug dig, 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 chug dig.
At the second stop, the Carson Park baseball field, Claire and her grandma stood by the statue of Henry Aaron. They read about how Hammer and Hank had played for the Eau Claire Bears in the 1950s. Claire, are you ready to add more words to the train song? Grandma asked.
All aboard to the playground, shouted the conductor.
Chug dig it, 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 chug.
This is fun, said Claire as they neared the playground. I like singing with the train, and I feel better, too. I'm glad, dear, said Grandma Adelaide. Adelaide smiled knowingly as they stepped down to spend a few minutes at the playground.
All aboard for Paul Bunyan and Babe the Blue Ox.
Claire and her grandma boarded the train. This time the train worked very hard climbing the hill.
Chug, a 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 chug.
The next stop, the statue of Paul Bunyan and Babe towered over Claire. She wondered if anyone could really be that big. Then the conductor shouted,
"All aboard for the station!"
The train picked up speed, going down the hill.
Thanks, Grandma. That was really fun. And guess what? I'm not in a bad mood anymore. I'm glad, Claire. I thought the train ride might help. Now, tell me again about the trouble with your music lesson. I just can't get 16th notes, sighed Claire. They're too hard. Oh, I can't believe that you think they're so hard, especially after you sang them so well on the train. What are you talking about? Asked Claire. Claire, there's rhythm wherever you go. The chug of the train is like a beat, and the other sounds of the train just divide the beat. The chug-a-diga song we sang was like playing 16th notes. Claire thought for a minute. Slowly a smile appeared. Claire was so happy. She really understood. Ideas bubbled out as she exclaimed, So, if I just think about the train sounds when I practice, then I'll do it right? The chugs were like quarter notes. The chug-a-digga was like 16th notes. So all of the sounds could be happening in my head. But I just play the one that fits. I want to get home and try it. I want to make up a song called Chug-a-digga for my teacher for next week. Oh, we'll hurry home right away, dear, said her grandma. Grandma?
Yes, Claire.
How do you know so much about music? Honey, sometimes grandmas just know things. I love you, Grandma.